Okay.
All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life sooner style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Hi. Thank you, Gloria. A wonderful little announcer. This is Robin, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. We thank you all for joining us tonight. And if you're checking us out after the show has gone off and we've recorded it, thank you for going on demand and checking us out. So tonight we have a guest chef in the house. I'm very excited about that. So let's see who's on the table first. So before we bring her aboard here so she can introduce herself. So Mr. Jamie's here. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how you doing tonight?
Mr. Jamie's doing most excellent. This is Mr. Jamie calling in from Seattle, Washington. I'm a tattoo artist by trade and got a shop up here called Chrome Home. Been up here about 15 years. And I hope I help people with their vision of their psychic armor.
Their psychic armor and their psychic armor or their flower in bloom or in any way they're needing or wanting to express themselves and have other people know about it. That's cool. And yeah. I am Robin Masevich, a spiritual seeker pretty much 24/7, but also own a flower shop here in Riverside, California called Flowers for You. And I help people to love and appreciate the earth through the blossoms and the blooms of Mother Nature. So there you go. So tonight we have a wonderful guest, actually Gloria, one of our regular diners. She had introduced Miss Dolores Fazzino. Fazzino, is that saying that right?
Fazzino, that's correct.
Fazzino. And why don't you just introduce yourself and then we can kind of go from there, Dolores.
Okay, well, hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Dolores Fazzino. I am a nurse practitioner, but I'm also an energy healer. And I live down here in beautiful Encinitas, California. And I am just honored to be able to speak with you all tonight in regards to one of my most favorite topics. It's energy healing and everything that you can't see.
in
a nutshell. But what's unique about me is that I bridge both Western medicine, traditional allopathic medicine, with complementary and alternative medicine as well. I've been a nurse for well over 32 years and a nurse practitioner probably for the last 13 years of my career. And my area of expertise is surgery, not only physical surgery that we have in our operating rooms here, but also etheric surgery or psychic surgery as well. I am a bridge person between the physical and the other side. I am a surgical medium, and I am able to assist people with not only their physical issues, but their emotional, spiritual, and mental as well. Because as we know, healing is just not a physical modality. It incorporates all of those things that I just mentioned, the mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical as well. A lot of times, you know, things happen. I have a bird in the background, so let me move.
That's okay. We love our pets. Life is good.
Yeah. And so oftentimes if we have a physical ailment, a lot of times there might be an emotional or a mental block that we've created in our energy field and how it gets from our energy field to our physical body is through the lymphatic system or the endocrine system, which is kind of interesting in itself. So, and, you know, oftentimes, too, things that we are having physical issues around, they might be from this lifetime or another lifetime because sometimes if we haven't worked out things from a previous lifetime, it's still in our energy field until we work it out. So that's why oftentimes you might have people coming in with diseases and disease processes versus you know, having them created when they're older. So that's pretty much what I do, and I'm very passionate about that because I feel that the timing for this is very important. We are at a crux in civilization where, as things exist currently, they're just not working. And I think a lot of times what happens is that we rely on the external to provide all the answers for us, whereas a lot of the work that I do empowers people to look on the internal and to assist themselves with their self-healing.
You know, I wanted to go back for a second on what you talked about with why people have things coming in. You know, how come people are born with certain things? That was so wonderful. It was very simplistic, but very succinct on being able to understand that. I love the way you put that. That was great.
Well, thank you. Well, a lot of times, too, is that, people always look at, oh, my gosh, this poor child has this disease or whatever. And the thing is, what people have to realize as well is that, yes, it might be something that, you know, was left over from a previous lifetime, or maybe for this particular person, in order for them to advance at a real deep soul level, they needed to have this experience, and maybe their life on Earth was going to be a very short period of time in the big scheme of things, but they were able to get that little nugget that they needed for soul's growth. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So along with that, too, I want to be curious to ask you, Dolores, how you feel about, because I look for kind of from the other perspective is sometimes a soul comes in, say a child or something, and the baby's maybe only on the earth for just a short amount of time. The lessons for the other individuals within that soul cluster and how they're also getting things that helping them for their growth and expansion as well.
Absolutely. And all of this we pre-plan before we are incarnated. So, and then, you know, we're given amnesia pretty much, the gift of amnesia, so we don't remember this. And we try, from what I understand and what I've experienced, is that part of, you know, learning at a real deep level is like, you know, I give the analogy of you're dealt a hand of cards to play in life, okay? Everybody's always comparing everybody's hands of cards with everybody else's. But those particular hands of cards or situations that you're going to experience that you come in with this lifetime, people think, oh, I have no choice on, you know, I can't change that or whatever. This is probably true, but what you can do is it's in how you deal with it. So that's where the choice comes in free will.
Mm-hmm. And so, isn't that just part of the kind of the life lesson as well as, you know, you've got this lesson coming around every so often and like, how are you going to work with it this time?
Exactly. You get it like you're getting a different aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times for people, you know, it's like they seem to have the same theme going on, but it's a little different variation.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you're getting what it is. It's like a different aspect or component of that core issue.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever dealt with anybody, say you're going to go in and I've got tons of questions. But anyway, so my main thought for right now is, how do you deal with people who say, well, I don't believe in past lives. I don't believe in reincarnation.
Well, I tell them, you know, it's just like in there, that's their belief system. I said, I always phrase it, for those of us who believe in reincarnation, blah, 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 blah. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just kind of leaves the door open for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as it being a possibility for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's pretty much how I handle that and just let them take that where they need to take that. Not saying that, you know, delivering my beliefs onto them.
Right.
However,
right.
that's where they're at and that's totally okay. But it's
so how did you figure out that you were a medium when you were in a surgery situation? I mean, you know, it must be such a, I mean, there can't be, I'm just assuming, there can't be a lot of people out there that are labeling them, that have that as a part of their, I want to say label, but that being a surgical medium.
Well, that's
a pretty unique and specialized, you know, gift.
I do, which is really interesting. Gosh, where do I start with this? Let's go back to 2008. I had gone down to spend some time at the Casa in Brazil with John of God, and
you have to tell people who John of God is.
Oh, John of God is a well-known psychic surgeon that practices in Abadiania, Brazil, which is about an hour and a half north northwest of the capital of Brazil, which is Brasilia. And he is a medium, a trance medium, that spirit doctors from the other side, from, you know, there's a phalange of spirits on the other side that work with healing. And, you know, they're usually doctors who, or people who've been doctors in, you know, their incarnations or their saints, or, you know, they're very highly evolved and highly vibrating beings and entities. They call them entities. And they come through João, as they call him down in Brazil, and he goes into a trance, and, you know, this particular entity, you could see him almost change eye color and also, you know, demeanor as they kind of come in. There's close to 30 or 35 different entities that have come through him that work at his, what they call the CASA. It's the Casa de Dom Ignacio de Loyola, and St. Ignatius is the patron saint of the CASA. So there's a phalange of spirits, and what I mean by a phalange, that's tens of thousands of spirit entities that come through the portal there and work with people. And so, you know, he sees about 1,000 people a day when he's in Brazil, and he's usually there Friday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, unless he's traveling out of the country. And for me, what had happened was I was sitting in meditation in what they call the current rooms and assisting with people as they come through. It's like when you're in, it's almost like the philosophy that when you're in meditation, mm-hmm. and you're serving, you're also receiving as well. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
when people come through the line, when all people are in meditation, as you know, people are coming to see John of God, is that by being in meditation, you're helping remove a lot of what they call etheric debris in people's energy field. And etheric debris is just like stuff that doesn't belong there. It's like, a good example would be is like if people have, sometimes when you go into a room, you could feel the energy sometimes of what had happened beforehand. If people are really
like a bad vibe.
Yeah, exactly. And so what happens is that bad vibe has a tendency to hook onto your energy field. So a lot of times your energy field is like a magnet for a lot of other people's stuff,
mm-hmm.
especially if you energetically have weak boundaries or your personal boundaries aren't very strong as well. So a lot of times what's in your energy field is probably other people's stuff, ideas, and feelings, not your stuff. So when
mm-hmm.
you're clearing all that stuff out of somebody's energy field, you get to see who the person really is. Do you understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Without that
mm-hmm.
cloud that's around them, basically. With
mm-hmm.
other
you get that, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay.
You're being real
quiet back there. Just checking. I think he's looking at appetizers, figuring out what he wants to have on the table here.
Into a room and there were other things that didn't belong to the individual. They each carry energy, maybe,
yes.
and be it good or bad. And if you clear the said room of other people's energy and things, and you have your own energy
Correct.
There
Correct.
More prominently.
Yes, very, very much so. That's why, you know, sometimes people will space clear the room. You know, that some people use sage, some people use Epsom salt and alcohol
mm-hmm.
with fire and stuff. That's a way of removing energetic debris, basically, that's not yours. It's just lingering around. And
yeah, sometimes I like to use...
It's not necessarily physical. It could be a presence or
yeah,
a negative vibe or a
exactly.
feeling or energy.
Correct.
sometimes I use my Tibetan bells, and I like to go around and clear with bells.
People in drumming, I mean, there's many methodologies of doing that, and I always tell people, do what resonates with you because it's the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting back to being down in Brazil, after I came back 2 weeks, you know, I went in December of 2008, and I was back in the United States in January, and my mother had to have surgery, in 2009, she was scheduled to have a revision of her vascular surgery she had done in her right leg, and so we knew when she was going to have surgery. My mom lived in Florida, and I live out here in California, so she's very familiar with, you know, energy healing and distant healing, and I used to do that for her quite often, and I said, let's do distant healing on you and just see what happens. And when I came back from my trip to Brazil, my healing capabilities really started to open up, and with my mother in particular, at 11 o'clock her time, 8 o'clock my time, the night before surgery, I sat in meditation. And my medical team that I work with on the other side came with me, and they brought me to where she was in Florida, and they said, hold on to her etheric feet, which is your energy field. And so I did, and they went away operating on that right leg. I saw them, you know, there was five of them working in tandem. And in a matter of 15 minutes, it was done. And then they infused some golden yellow serum into her energy field. And next thing I knew, I was back in Encinitas, California. So I was like, 15 minutes, okay, well, that was interesting, and it felt complete. So the next day, I ended up talking to my mother later in the afternoon, and I just wanted to know how things went. And she said, well, I went to the place where I was supposed to have the surgery, and they took a blood pressure and pulse in that bad leg, and it was stronger than the good leg. So they canceled my surgery, and they said to come back on Thursday, we want to run more tests. And she said, you know, Dolores, I felt you guys in my room at 11 o'clock. I knew you were there, and the next thing I knew, I felt this really sharp pain in my right leg, and then I fell asleep. And so, you know, 2 or 3 days go by, and she went and had the additional studies where what they do is they inject dye into your vascular system, and then they're able to determine where the blockages are. And when they had done that, where she had a previous surgery, was completely blocked off, and there was a new vascular system constructed around that. So I kind of sat there for, you know, about 2 weeks with my mouth open, trying to wrap my brain around what exactly happened, because I know I was involved with this. I wasn't doing the work. So, you know, they were doing the work, but it was like I was connecting the dots between their energy field and my mother's energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And being like the mediator in between. So I went into meditation, and several other things that transpired after that with other people doing very similar things. And one time, you know, I was in meditation, and I asked them, I said, well, what am I supposed to call myself? And then they just said, surgical medium. I was like, okay, surgical medium. So I Googled that. I was like, there's no such thing. So I was like, okay, that's what I'm supposed to be called. But when you look retrospectively, what I do in it's perfect. What I do in regular life is assist in surgery. So I'm pretty much doing the same thing on a different level.
Uh-huh.
Actually in tandem, you know, in two different worlds.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's fascinating, and it's just so cool at the same time to me.
Well, I know.
I'm looking at it going,
like,
you know, yeah.
And so
it's really, really cool.
It's really interesting being in a regular operating room, because I've been in the surgical arena in my career for 27 years. So, you know, I love surgery. I took to it like a duck to water. I mean, it was that familiar when I first learned it. And so I know that's where I was supposed to be. And with this happening as well, and what, you know, I currently do in that role, I have training that I'm able to be the assistant surgery on surgical procedures. And so it's the attending surgeon and myself who's actually conducting the surgery. And So when you look at it from that perspective, I'm doing that, but also things are happening in those other dimensions as well. And I got to see that more so. This has probably been happening my whole life, but from 2008 forward, it's actually the veil is so thin I could see through that now, and I could see how, yes, what I do in my physical world is very similar to what I do in another dimension as well.
Yeah, that is so. So are you ever in surgery and you just have this, like, real, intuitive hunch or guidance that, like, where, this is like, okay, it was going to be at this one intense level, but now it's you know, backed off from that, and this is just all the evasiveness we need to do.
Well, what happens for me sometimes is that, you know, and I think this is what happens for a lot of people just in their daily life. It's like if you're tuned in, you get intuitive hits about things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing when you're working in that aspect, you get intuitive hits about things. Well, you know, maybe we should, you know, think about blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. It's like if you get those little intuitive hits, that's your intuition talking, and when you ignore that, it's like we help pay for that.
we're trying to save you about 10 steps here.
Exactly. And
if you pay attention, this could save you a whole lot of a lot on the other side, and then especially given the person you're because on whatever level, I kind of sense that you're just such an advocate for people when you're there with them, in a room like that.
I believe it's true. I know that there's been circumstances that I know that I need to be there. For whatever reason, and it's like I feel like I'm advocating for the patient as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes things don't go well.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that sometimes I feel that I'm led to those particular cases to, I don't know how to really say this, it's to assist, you know, if there's if somebody doesn't make it and they're crossing over, or if, you know, whatever is happening where, you know, when you work with a lot of people, there's a lot of personalities and stuff. So it's like diffusing the situation and just having somebody who's grounded in present, completely present right here, right now, instead of reacting and doing other things. So, I feel that that's more so my role now than it's ever been. And I feel privileged to be able to do that for people.
Yeah, because the way you're describing this, what I see in my mind's eye is you're almost like standing at a threshold between one spiritual dimension and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like you're a gatekeeper for that person.
Or help them cross over.
Because there's so many times you hear people that actually they do cross over on a certain level when it comes to surgeries, and then given the choice, well, do you want to go back? And then they go back. So it's this transformational thing of seeing the other side on whatever level, and then still coming back and, you know, being able to recover from the experience. So definitely being a different person.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
That's, Yeah. So, you know, whether it's a challenging condition or a car accident or, you know, whatever, there always seems to be these different things that happen in people's lives that can be those triggers that really challenge us on whatever level to make change or to change over, you know.
Depending on what they're doing. No, it's very true. And it's not just with, you know, people who are in surgery, it's people just in regular life as well. It's just, you know, life is so precious. You don't know from moment to moment what's going to happen sometimes. And something, you know, sometimes you have what they, you know, I always tell people there's no such thing as a routine surgery because you just never know what's going to happen. Some of the simplest procedures, people pass away. You know, it's just if their time is up, their time is up. Do you know what I'm saying? If it's their time to move on, it is. And, you know, it could be under a surgical procedure. I mean, God forbid, but, I mean, this does happen.
Well, just even going under anesthesia, I mean, there's such a there's a certain level of risk that just goes just with that part of it alone.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We always tease the anesthesiologists. It's like anybody could put them to sleep. but it's like waking them up. That's the art.
There you go.
You know, we joke a lot. I mean,
okay,
you know.
So when I go in, I like, you're getting waking people up, right? Okay, that's the question. Kind of how they can put me on. Like, you can wake me up. Okay, that's the
question. I mean, and you know, I just want to, you know, let people know, too, that it's just like, you know, yes, having surgery is a serious thing, but you also have to, you know, you laugh and you make fun of things, but also, you know, have the joviality with it too. It's like, you know, when you need to buckle down and pay attention, but it's like, it's not completely serious all the time. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's like,
right.
it's like when people are joking around and stuff like that, things are going well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
exactly. We can be light about this and just help
yeah.
the person to get what they need to have done taken.
Exactly.
So let's take a couple minutes
to
talk about your,
I just wanted to make sure people didn't think that, you know, we just joke around in surgery all the time. No, when we have to be serious, we are serious. So,
yes.
Anyway,
yes.
Go ahead.
I wanted to have you talk just a couple of minutes about the CAM, C-A-M healing.
Oh, okay. Well, CAM means complementary and alternative medicine. And I was thinking about a name for my practice back in about 2006. And CAM kind of felt right because it kind of covers everything, and
mm-hmm.
what I do is so complementary and alternative, and it is a form of medicine in that aspect of more of alternative stuff, and so I just decided that would probably be the perfect name for a business. So my business is called CAM Healing, and
mm-hmm.
like you were saying, CAM stands for complementary and alternative medicine. And if you go on the website, if you ever want to look at complementary and alternative medicine, the National Institutes of Health have what they call NICAM, which is the National Institutes of Complementary and Alternative Medicine. They've probably been in existence for, I would say, since the mid-90s, when everybody started getting into looking at alternative medicine and, you know, like herbs and stuff like that. The government decided they needed to look at more research and create more research around those things. So back in the mid-90s, NICAM was created. So that's an interesting website to go on. It's loaded with tons of information of different modalities of alternative medicine and healing.
Okay. That's very cool. Okay. So we've got a couple minutes left, so I wanted
okay.
you to talk about the current stuff that you've got going on, because this weekend, Delos is going to be having a group healing session on Saturday night, which is going to be
yes.
exciting. And I'm planning on attending with Kathy Elliott, one of our diners here from the cafe in the past, and
oh.
I'm hoping to drag my kids along too. So we'll see how that goes. But
okay.
definitely Kathy and I will be hanging out and checking that out. So maybe a little bit about what that is and,
okay.
and costs and things like that.
Okay. Well, I teach classes and I also do monthly healing circles. The healing circle is usually the third Saturday evening of the month, and this month it'll be this coming Saturday, which I believe is the, give me a hand here, is it the 18th or 19th?
Oh,
Saturday.
I think it's
oh,
the 19th.
Okay, 19th. And we start at 7 o'clock, and it's left for about two and a half hours. And what we do is we talk a little bit about healing and psychic surgery and etheric surgery, and I share some of my experiences with that. And what we do is we have two half-hour sessions where we're all in group meditation, and what I usually do is do a guided meditation for the first meditation, and then we listen to music. And what happens is that the energies that I work with are incorporated into the room, and people have experiences. It's a very experiential process for each person individually. And so after we go through a grounding exercise, we're in meditation with just music in the background, and I usually am able to look around the group and find out what's going on and see what they're working on, what the spirit doctors are working on that are with us. And we usually break after about a half an hour of that, and then we have a little discussion if people want to, you know, like share what their experience was like. And then we break, and then we do it again for a half an hour. And so it's like you're getting two doses of being in a current room, if you want to call it that, meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And people have had some pretty profound experiences in being able to feel things happening in their bodies. And what I tell people, too, it's not about just the physical aspects that are going on. If you're having problems with your finances or you're losing your house or you're trying to find a job, it's like those things, too, could be assisted with this as well, because it might be blocks in our beliefs or the way we, you know, think about something, or it might be something that, you know, we've shut down about. There might be blocks in our energy field, and this assists to help move those things along and heal them. So,
oh, that sounds like so cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I've been doing this probably for the last 3.5 years, and it's out of my home in Encinitas, and if anybody's interested in attending, they are free to call me, and I could give my phone number, right?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Okay. It's area code 760-579-2440.
Okay.
If you're interested in attending, and the fee for this is $40. So
okay.
Besides that, I also teach classes on psychic development and multidimensional healing and healing with crystals and gemstones. And the latest thing that is probably going to be happening, I'm leaving for Brazil June 2nd through the 16th to go back down to the CASA. To spend some time there with a friend of mine who takes groups of people down there. I'm going to be helping her out. So I will be back in town after that, you know, come the 17th of June. So, and I also do private sessions out of my home, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, that sounds like a lot.
Yes, I do. I like to keep busy.
Well, that's really good. And again, she's saying speaking engagements and things like that. So, again, a phone number for Ms. Dolores, Mrs. Wonderful, our guest, wonderful guest chef, is 760-579-2440. And her website is www.cam.com. That's so C with a large, are they capitalized or just
no,
C-A-M?
No, it doesn't matter. You could do it anywhere.
It doesn't matter. Okay, camhealing.com. And there's all kinds of information for Dolores on there as well. So, I'm like I said, I'm going to be coming to the group healing this weekend, and I was inviting her to come on hopefully about once a month and be able to talk about that. So next time, I'm thinking we'll definitely have to have a little bit of a follow-up on what happened with the group and stuff like that, and I'm sure we're going to get into another part of a conversation, so that'll be really good. So, as usual, a half an hour just goes way too quick.
Yes,
so
it does.
Thank you so much, Dolores. I loved having you
thank
on there,
you.
And thank you, Mr. Jamie, and we'll
no
see
problem.
You guys next time here at the cafe.
Thank you.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio, Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.